WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Marathon County is asking the state for funds to attract out-of-state talent to the area. The county is in the running for funding through the Talent Recruitment Grant Program. The program is aimed at supporting local efforts to attract and incentivize out-of-state talent to relocate to Wisconsin municipalities. Renee Krings is senior director with the Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership. She gave a presentation to the County Extension, Education, and Economic Development Committee last week.
The grant period opened this week, on Monday, January 5th, and closes on January 30th. So you can see that it's a very tight window, and we do anticipate a highly competitive application process.
The Prosperity Partnership has already submitted an application for the grant on behalf of Marathon County.
We've designed the program to include aspects focused on keeping people here and integrating them deeply into our local communities. We want to support these individuals to grow roots and make lasting connections.
This year is the first for the Talent Recruitment Grant Program. A total of $5 million in funding is available statewide, with a $500,000 cap on the amount any single municipality can receive. Applicants have to provide matching funds equal to at least 20% of the total project cost through cash, local investment, and in-kind donations. Krings said their plan is to seek support from local foundations and community partners to provide the matching funds.
The incentives are designed to help an individual relocate here.
The committee voted to recommend the county board ask County Administrator Lance Leonard to write a letter of support for the application. As the new year begins, some are taking a break from drinking. It's called Dry January. Maddie Schaefer has more.
During this month-long challenge, people refrain from alcohol entirely. It started in the United Kingdom more than a decade ago, created by the charity Alcohol Change UK, and has since grown into a global trend.
The number of people participating in Dry January is continuing to go up. And in Wisconsin, we do see drinking slowly going down, but especially in our younger generation. So while we still are above the national average for underage drinking, that has dropped significantly in the last 20 years.
That's Maureen Buzalaki. She is the director of the Division of Alcohol Policy Prevention and Research in the Comprehensive Injury Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. She also runs the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project, which provides training, technical assistance, and tools to reduce alcohol-related harm in Wisconsin. Buzalaki says although drinking rates are going down, Wisconsin is still well above the national average of excessive alcohol use. She says the benefits from refraining from alcohol for just a month can be significant.
There can be weight loss. People can have more energy, and so then they might eat better. They might get back into their exercise routine, and be able to do some of the things that they have just been feeling fatigued about, right? And it's especially important in January for folks, because January is a tough month here in Wisconsin.
She adds that it can also improve sleep, increase energy, and reduce liver fat and your blood sugar, which helps with long-term health.
It also can be a time to reflect on your relationship with alcohol. You know, how much do you really want to drink?
I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Incarcerated people could get better access to hygiene products under new bill proposals. Legislation at the state capitol would prevent markups on basic items like shampoo, soap, and lotion inside Wisconsin's prisons and county jails. And they've given inmates a basic stipend to buy those items each month while giving a wider range of menstrual products for free. The bills were introduced 2 years ago and didn't make it through the session then. They're further along this time and got a hearing last week with some bipartisan support. The Wausau City Council this week is slated to consider a referendum aimed at saving 12 firefighter paramedic positions. The council will vote on whether to place a referendum question on the spring ballot that would allow Wausau to increase the city's property tax levy by over $1 million to retain the positions currently funded through expiring federal grants. The council will also consider cleanup plans for the former Wausau Incubator site on Cleveland Avenue and decide whether to terminate a downtown tax increment district. The council meets at City Hall tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. State lawmakers have introduced legislation that would require K-6 students get at least an hour of recess every day. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, no more than 30 minutes per day can be counted towards recess under current law. The bill would guarantee at least 60 minutes of recess at both public and charter schools across the state. It would also prevent schools from withholding students from recess for disciplinary reasons. State lawmakers are also pushing to ensure that the extended recess requirement would not cause the school day to run longer. I'm Isabella Nieto, and you're listening to WXCO News.
The Bucks fall in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks road trip out west ended in a loss, 108-104 in favor of the Nuggets. Head coach Doc Rivers on what bothered him the most about their effort on offense.
I thought our passing was horrific tonight. We had guys wide open, and the balls are down by our ankles down. I mean, the off-target passing tonight really did us in. I thought we would have generated a ton of threes tonight, but for our passing.
So the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Timberwolves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers cleaning out their lockers. After losing to the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, Matt LaFleur asked if he's spoken to the new team president, Ed Policy, on whether he'll be back as head coach.
We talked briefly on the plane, and there's going to be a time when we're going to get together either later tonight or tomorrow sometime.
LaFleur stressed he wants to remain in Green Bay, calling it the best job in the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to kick off the work week. High temperatures in the mid-30s. For tonight, increasing clouds with lows in the upper 20s. On Tuesday, some rain showers possible. A bit of freezing rain possible in the morning with high temps in the upper 30s.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.